Torstein is a Park City local and the director of the Utah 1033 Foundation. He started the foundation because he wanted to give back to police officers.
And a number of years ago, I had the opportunity to ride along with a couple of police officers in New York City and got the understanding that whenever a police officer opens that car door, he really puts his life on the line. In fact, he does it every time he leaves his home in the morning. My wife and I decided a few years ago that it was time to give something back to our community, particularly the community of Utah that we've chosen for our place to live. And so we thought of what if we were to come up with a financial help to the families of fallen police officers in Utah.
He said he initially met with Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter to put the program together. Steen has been involved in many nonprofits over the years, but believed that supporting the police is something that really matters.
But we just thought this was a worthwhile cause. And the first check that I delivered was about a year and a half ago to Jared Francom, who died up in Ogden in the shootout there. I went up there with our sheriff, Dave Edmondson, Wade Carpenter, and Dave put his arms around me afterwards and said, "Tori, you really have no idea what you just did." And I guess I really hadn't thought about it, how meaningful it is, but we're very happy that we've done it.
Their mission is about help, but the crucial element is immediate help to families of fallen police officers.
Actually, it's within 24 hours. And our mission really is immediate help. I'm sure that many of them have life insurance and maybe get other benefits, but it takes often 6 to 8 to 9 months. And I'm sure that the remaining family members are wondering the next day, how do I buy milk? How do I buy bread? What do I do for my kids? And so on. So this is really the immediate help.
Steen says they raise money in a variety of ways.
My wife and I put up the first amount of money, and then we've gone out to a number of friends and business people. Zions Bank was a major early corporate sponsor for us. We're about to announce that Deer Valley is going to help us out as well. We attend a lot of events, not just necessarily raise money, but also just to bring the word out. And we'd like every police officer in the state of Utah to be able to go back home to his spouse and her spouse and say, you know, if something were to happen to me, there would be something immediately that would help out.
That's Torstein, founder and chairman of Utah 1033 Foundation. To find out more, you can go online to utah1033.org. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.